Super win. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. A close battle for Super Bowl 56 came down to the final 2 minutes.
Veterans Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald delivered in the clutch to give the Rams a 23-20 win over the Bengals. Stafford connected with Cooper Kupp on the go-ahead touchdown, and then Donald pressured Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow into an incomplete pass to clinch it. LA is the second straight team to win on its home field after the Bucs won in Tampa last season. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
The Departments of Defense and State are working to urge any Americans to leave Ukraine before any Russian troops invade. And Pentagon spokesman John Kirby with a warning to Americans who stay, they're on their own.
Kirby reemphasizes that if any Americans get caught in any conflict, U.S. troops will not cross into Ukraine for rescues.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A filing from special counsel John Durham says that lawyers for the Clinton campaign paid a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe told special counsel John Durham that there's enough evidence to indict multiple people in his investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. Now, this following the stunning revelation from Durham's latest filing, where he alleges Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to infiltrate Donald Trump's servers at Trump Tower and the White House to establish a narrative linking Trump to Russia. Now, some Republicans are already making plans to hold Clinton accountable if they take back power in the midterms.
That's Fox's Brooke Sigmund. Prosecutors are expected to rest their case today against three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Albuquerque police say they've arrested a man suspected of stabbing 11 people in the city. The victims are in stable condition. Police say he rode a bike and used a large knife. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. More bad behavior 35,000 feet up, this time on an American Airlines flight. Passengers and flight attendants had to subdue an unruly passenger Sunday after he reportedly tried to open a plane door and get in the cockpit. The flight from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. was diverted to Kansas City. A public memorial is scheduled for this evening to remember an iconic NFL coach.
Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland will allow fans to pay their respects this evening at a celebration of life for John Madden. The Super Bowl winning head coach of the Oakland Raiders turned legendary color commentator passed away in December at the age of 85. Video tributes and musical performances will take place with family members and friends eulogizing the Football Hall of Famer, including current NFL head coaches Andy Reid and Ron Rivera, as well as former Raiders greats Matt Millen and Art Shell. All proceeds from ticket sales will go to the John Madden Foundation, which provides educational opportunities to kids across Oakland. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It's Valentine's Day, and that means Americans are expected to spend big.
If spending predictions are correct, Cupid is going to be working overtime today. Americans are expected to shell out almost $24 billion for their Valentines, according to the National Retail Federation, up from almost $22 billion last year. More than half of the almost 8,000 people surveyed by the Federation folks said they plan to drop an average of $175 each on gifts. It breaks down like this, the most being spent on jewelry, then an evening out. They'll drop more than $2 billion on candy and $1 billion on greeting cards. And don't forget the love, which is priceless. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
He was an influential filmmaker who produced comedy classics like Animal House and Ghostbusters. Ivan Reitman has died. His family says the 75-year-old died in his sleep Saturday at his home in California. A Other notable films he directed include Twins, Kindergarten Cop, and Old School. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.